תיקון הדרבונון ונטילס ידיים לסעודה. Even if the hands are not dirty, there's a חיוב מדרבונון to wash your hands. נטילס ידיים. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down two reasons for the תקונס חזל. One reason is סרח תרומה. The takona is mitzad tzrach truma. What is the pshat tzrach truma? When the kohanim, zman b'samigdosh, they ate truma, so truma you have to eat betayre. So b'mele, they were metaken to wash their hands. Because yidayim askon yisem, and b'mele could be they got truma. So chazal were metaken. So they wanted, the kohanim will wash their hands, maybe they will forget. So they're attacking that everyone will wash their hands. If everyone will wash their hands, the mele, the kohanim will remember. So the Mishnah Berurah, so why dafka when you eat pas? So even when you don't eat pas, if it's mitzvah tzrach truma had to be, so different as berim, the Mishnah Berurah, the poskim bring down, maybe ikar truma deraisa was be chito. If in this Beirim, Ika, Achilosim Shul Kayanim was with Pas when they ate. On Mikol Mokim, this was the Siba Satakon. Another reason the Poskim say, Mitzad Nikius. Viskadishtem Visim Kdoishim. Has to be a Nikius. When you're eating, you have to have a Nikius. We'll see later, Mishnah Berurah will say a lot of Nafkeminis, but that's one of the main Nafkeminis is. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out, hopefully we'll get there today. If a person, in the middle of the meal, he goes to the bathroom, he's to wash his hands again or not? He touches his foot, scratches his head. If it's mitzad tuma, what is the shaykhas? So we're talking, before you eat, as a the kayani, maybe you spoke, you touched. The person can say, this is klar, even if you touch the sheretz in the middle of the meal, you don't have to wash again. Because avada was the takone only b'tchilas asudeh. Of a scratching the head, why scratching the head would be a reason to wash your hands again? Before you eat, you have to wash. Every time when you start to eat, maybe if you mesiach dasam the suda, you would have to wash. Of a scratching your head, if it's the sibah of the nekius, so even if you scratch your head in the middle, you go to the bathroom, you will also have to wash. See, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that a lot of Rishonim may be hold from both reasons together. So we'll see the Maaseh, the Ikar Achroi of the Mishnah Berurah, that even if you touch places that you're not allowed to touch, you have to wash your hands. Maybe you do not have to make a bracha, but you for sure have to wash your hands. If you have to make a bracha or not, we'll see later the Protim. If someone is mezazel and atilas yadayim, is chayev nidui, and is boli dea nius. They say only as roshateves al netilas yodayim. No shirashumas. Only roshateves al netilas yodayim. It's bevust in the sforim state, you know, you see it in a lot of balabatim, but that if you want, as gulul ha'shiru says, you pour a lot of water on your hand. Zeluma ze bor elikim. It's a famous maise. Some say that all these things are only bekvias. If alamol you pour water, it's good to hashiras. If you alamol mezalzel, if someone is mezalzel once, we'll see about a lot of bochim don't know that they're mezalzel. I don't know. I was mesupik once, and mezalzel means someone that knows. Like after the shir, you will not do all the chumras. He's mezalzel. Or maybe someone that didn't go to the shir is also mezalzel yet. Someone that doesn't know bichlal could be is not called mezalzel. You have to know what is the getter of mezalzel. What's going on? Mezazel ben Atilas Yodayim. How do you know what is the getter of the shiur of Mezazel ben Atilas Yodayim? Sefer Rabbi Saul Salanter, in the old days, you know, there was no water in the sinks. They had like big buckets as that. There was a guy who was makbid, you know, Zgulul HaShiras, he would pour Beshefa. Saul Salanter said that the Indian, the Zgul is only if it's not in the Cheshbon of Yenem. You know, but to wash in the Cheshbon of Yenem, some people say it also, you know, sometimes you wait in line. The guy is marked in the Tiras Yodayim, you know, you miss your schnitzel till he finishes to wash his hands. Yeah? So also could be, after Cheshbon, if you don't wash the last one, we'll see, maybe he's right, you have to wipe your hands and all the things, to wipe the keli. Could be all these things are amiss, yeah? There are. I'm saying, you have to know, after Cheshbon from Yonim, Midavis. So there's five in Yonim that we'll try to touch. Is on what you have to wash your hands. I know we're not going to learn today Tibbulah B'Mashim, we're going to eat pas. But the shiur, how much you have to wash. The second thing is the Hilchos HaKeli. So I want maybe B'Ktzoro, we have five in Yonim. The food, Aleph, the Hilchos HaKeli, how to pour the water, Koyach Gavre. The dinner, what kind of water, and Seder and Atila. So we'll start to touch a little bit. I want Beikah to speak about the Hilchos Atila Yadayim. The Moshe is a Machlekes HaPoskim if you could use plastic cups. Big Machlekes. If you could use a plastic cup, what is the Shaila? The Mishneh Berurah brings down Kle Adomo. You could wash your hands or not. So Be'etzim, they don't have a Shem Keli. So Mishneh Berurah says, but the reason you could use them is because Al Kulponim Kelim and Vekshirim, people are using them. Eina Chanami doesn't have a Shem Choshev Keli, but because people use it. Keseder, so the Dayan Weiss, the Milchas Yitzchok says, Chad Pa'ami Keli, plastic cups, people use them once and they throw them away. They don't have a Shem Keli. So Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul says, if you decide like, to use it Ba'if and Kavua, so then it's something else. Rav Moshe wants to say in Igros Moshe that it has a Shem Keli. It says for Kiddush it's not enough, it's not Choshuv. Only with the Evet, you could use it also for Kiddush. So Be'etzim, it's a big Shaila. It's a Shaila, Sayla Gabi Kiddush. If you could use them, and Sayla Gabi Ilchis Netilas Yadayim. And you have to know, they got both things, Lekatchila for sure not to use it. But with the Evet, Yesh Al Ma Lismoich. With the Evet, Yesh Al Ma Lismoich. Now, there's another Shaila that is very negeya, and I want to speak it out because I see a lot of people are meratzim in it. If the keli gets chipped, you know, you have a keli, so it's a keli. But you have a hole in the keli. Or it's like a pitcher. The Shaila, if you could use it or not. So the Shulchan Aruch state, v'im nikav, אז בוטם נותר אז קיילי. והיינו מי שנועית לדרך פיו למעלו, if you have a hole in the middle and you're washing from the top, so from the place that is a hole, it's not called a קיילי. אבל אם נועית לדרך הנקב שורי, כיוון שמחזיק רביס ממנו ולמטו. So if you pour from the נקב, it's okay. So, lemaisa, the problem is a lot of times when you have a little nekev, you're right. So if the nekev is lower, so if all the water goes only from that place, it's okay. But if the nekev is like a little nekev and you wash from the whole keli, so lemaisa, most of the water is not coming out from the little hole, right? Most of the water is coming from the other sides. If the water is coming from the other side, so from the place that the water is coming, it's not a keli. I tell you, I was a couple weeks ago, I had to be in America. The yeshiva, the Shabbos, they put me in one of the choshev balabatim in Baltimore. I had to eat by him. There was a dog in the house. Let me show you, I tell you what I passed. But anyways, so the kids, the food was someone there to check that the food would be there. So, then came the Tilas Yodai. So I went to wash my hands. So me, they directed to a special thing. So yeah. Come to the special thing. I see an Atiras Yodayim Keli, like something very, like mamash, like amazing. started to look at it. I see the guy is Mamish Chapping Nachas. This was exactly the plan, yeah? And I'll chap. So I said, I asked if I could get a different keli. So I said, the keli was made like a flower. The edges was like a flower. Very nice keli. The whole thing was very designed. It was a very expensive piece. And the whole thing. So the problem was there, when you wash, you know, the water is like a flower, yeah? So the water doesn't come out. The Mishnah Berurah says if one side is high, one side, from under the places, if the height is not machzik, so it's not a keli. So yeah, they had a shout, all the people that washed already before I came, if they have to wash again or not. I said, I might see them again, until I see them. So everyone washed again. I didn't know what to do. Yeah, I missed the whole trip already. But I'm saying, a lot of times, I'm saying, people don't know. They think they have a keli that is roil in the tilas yadayim, and push it. They're not neutral yadayim. It's a brocha levatole.
Why is it not coming from the part under that?
Yeah, but the water is not coming from that part. The Mishnah Berurah says, you're right, so if you have a place, and when that flower, the water doesn't come. The water comes when you pour the water comes also from the top parts. Mishnah Berurah says, from that part, you can wash. Mishnah Berurah himself is mesupik later. Im enlo kli shenifchas milamalo. Im enlo kli achas yizor little mogem shenifchas shishom kli nemucho. בסוף האחס הכלי גבוה, כמה החולים מחמירים ולכוש של כלי. כיוון שהכלי מחזיק מים במוקם ההוא שנשפוך עם דרך הצד שנפחס. So I'm saying, I didn't have it clone. I told him, I'll get back to him, I don't know. But I'm saying, it's... If a person doesn't know, ילחס לתילס ידיים, you could come, wash with the keli, and it's a garnish.
Only the top,
but
what happens to the handles are broken?
Handle's not a problem. Handle's not a problem at all. It's no din to have handles bichlal. Now the shiur of pas that you have to have for the tilas yadayim. So the aloche we make a broche only on a kabeitz, not on a kezayis. From a kezayis we have to wash our hands. We are machmir lemaisa to wash even on poches mekezayis. We don't make al netilas yadayim. We don't make on the tilas yadayim only if we eat a kabeitze. Again, a kezayis is mechayev birkas hamazon. But al the tilas yadayim, because legabi shiur tume, we are makpid not to make a brocha on the tilas yadayim only be kabeitze. But again, lechumre, we make even be kezayis, and lemaisa we are machme, even if we eat a little crumb, we wash our hands. You make a kabeitze. A person has to know, I don't like to say these things, but it's kedai that lemaisa to know. Lemaisa, a person wants to touch a little piece of bread, you wash your hands without a broch, you say, I'm going to go fight, it's not a problem at all. Fum kezayis, tol kabeitze, it's be'etzem a sofek broches. The right thing is to eat a kabeitze. Not to say, I will eat a kezayis, I will wash without a broch, and I'll make birkas hamazon. The reason that Klal Yisrael never do these things, yeah, no one like just washes his hands, makes a little moitz and goes weiter, because we're nervous alamol of the shiurim, what is called a kabeitz, a kezayis. Alamol chashash and birkas hamazon. This is the reason people be'etzem. Aber me'ikar adin, you just pour water, amazon ha'olot, go weiter. You have to know, if you don't eat a kabeitz, a kezayis could be the it's not tofel, and you will have to make a bracha on everything what you eat inside the meal. Now, the halacha is, even if you eat in one hand, you have to wash both hands. Even if you eat with a fork, you have to wash your hands. Even if someone is feeding you, you have to wash your hands. Even if your hands are in gloves, we'll get to the trips in a second. Even if your hands are in gloves, you have to wash your hands. Someone that cannot move his hands, spoke. So people are feeding him. He also has to wash his hands. Some say that if someone has a stroke in one hand, could be dear, it's enough that he washes one hand. But someone that cannot move both hands and he's fed, he has to wash. And don't ask the question. The pshat is poshut. בעצם חזר בו מתקן נטילת ידיים, even if you're not using your hands. This is the way חזר בו מתקן. חזר בו מתקן בעצם, okay? So the מתקן נטילת ידיים, so I'm washing one hand, I'm a kind of takone, and I'm using this hand. Why I will have to wash the second hand? Why I will have to wash the second hand? The answer is, maybe the takone was on both hands, and maybe there were choishes that you will use the other hand. So mainly they want to say that someone that has a stroke will be enough to wash one hand. The Marshall people ask, so what do you do with someone that has a stroke and you can't wash his hands. So Avada, if you can't wash his hands, you put something on his hands, we'll get to it in a second. Person that cannot wash his hands, what he does. Now, this halacha, again, I want to masber it good. Like I say, halamol in this shiurim, darke Hashem yeshorim tzadikim yeilchu bo v'reshoim yikosh lo bo. But we'll say the halachas. A person is walking in the way and he doesn't have water, and he's scared that he will not find water till mahalach arba mil. The halacha is, he's allowed to eat without washing his hands. The second will say what he does. He has to put a map on his hands. So the halacha is like this. First, the ikar halacha, before we'll explain. If you're standing in a place and you don't have water, if in front of you, and the way you're going, and the next arba mil will be no water, or you don't think there will be water, you're allowed to eat without washing your hands. You will have to do mapa. Backwards, you only have to go a mil, because you're going ahead. You don't have to go backwards. Mishnah Berurah says it's not only backwards. You're in your house. You're not going not to the left, not to the right. And you think that you will not find water and a mil to either side. The halacha is, you don't have to. You don't have to wash your hands. Now, the poskim clear what it means, arbo mil lefonov v'mil le'achov, when you're sitting in the house, a mil. A mil is, takes to walk 72 minutes. It means Chazal meant that 72 minutes away from here. The Moshe, if you're driving in a car, and you know you'll get to a gas station in less than 72 minutes, there's no heter. Or if you drive backwards 18 minutes, there's no heter not to wash your hands. The only heter is if in the next 72 minutes in front of you, 18 minutes to the side, you'll not have. Or no. Chazal said it goes lefi meters, lefi miles. Arba mil, nowadays it's 2 minutes in the car ahead, 1 minute in the heart, because if you can't find water, you're not mechuyev. Again, Baal we get to the psak. Says the stir in the Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah legabi Birkas Hamazon speaks about a train, and he says that lemaisa you counted lefi the time, not lefi the miles. And in Hilchis Tefillah, he speaks about washing your hands for davening. He speaks about someone that's going on a donkey. And he says, you measure it lefi the miles, not lefi the time. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, the chilek is a train, a donkey. Train, you mamish don't feel. So it goes lefi the time. Donkey, even though it goes quicker, but it's also hard like walking. Rav Ozna says, the difference is netilas yadayim, we machmir, for tefillah, we make it. So the ma'ase said, this is the Iker Psak. Now, before what you have to do if you don't have water, the Biur Halacha says that even that this Halacha is written like that, I want to read the Lashon of the Biur Halacha. Ein Mai Mitzuyim, ein Mishnebure. ואין בחיודם דדווקא אם הוא רועב ההרבה, if he's really very hungry. חידוש הרית ומשמע, אפילו בוודאי שלא ימצא במים, גם כן אין לו אוכל בסתום, רק שהוא צורך לזה הרבה, שהוא חולש מפני תרח הדרך וכיוצא בו. You can't rush to be makel. You can't rush to be makel. שהוא חולש, שבח, he needs it a lot, אבל if not, not to rush to be makel, not to rush to be makel. I had an argument with someone on a plane. He wanted to wash his hands for Amoitzi. So he went over and he asked if he could get a bottle of water. He was trying to wash. He didn't want to wash in the bathroom. So he was trying to wash in the kitchen to take fresh water. So they tried to chase him away. He was coming from the other side. So I told him, Mimonefshach, if the bathroom is a good place to wash, so you need to wash. If not, you're in a plane 12 hours away from water, you're not mechuyev to wash your hands. And it's not a halacha. Maybe he has to ask. But I said, you have to know the halachas. We have halachas. We have halachas. Bemokim she'ein mayim. And you also have the meters of the plane. It's a lot. It goes much more from Arba Mil. And it's also the time. And you know you are not getting water. So b'manim shach. I'm saying at the same time, sometimes you're in the beach or somewhere and they only have a plastic cup. And you can't get somewhere else. There's no way to go now somewhere. So you're using a plastic cup. So, hey, plastic cup? This is what I have. If I don't have anyway, I don't have to wash. But the Rav Kamina will be that if you're a machmir, in a second we'll speak, what will be when you don't have water? If you're allowed to eat, or you have to cover your hands. The Rav Kamina is that lekatchila in the plane, lama zogim, if you chosh, I'm saying you could wash. Chazanish said that the bathrooms in the plane doesn't have halacha of a bathroom, you could wash. Not to make the bracha there, but you could wash. So we'll see the Eitzah. What is the best thing? Is to wash or to wipe your hands outside? Not to wipe your hands inside. But I'm saying, olive oil in these places, you only have a plastic cup. Say, you have to know. In a place that you don't have, so me'iker adin, me'manim shach, you're not mechuyev to wash. Now, so, and again, in a place that you cannot wash. So I know in American camps, they're very makel in this, halacha. I think now I heard it became much better, Baruch Hashem. But, again, you have to know what is considered a shiur. If it's a hefsid moment to stop the bus, to go to stop in a gas station. I say, Alam, of the people that ask me, could be the head of the camp will go to Gehenna. But the kid in the bus is not, the bus is not stopping. He's allowed to eat the way they're giving him. Say the famous Maisa with Reb Chaim. Say over that once, a Balagola said to his friend, I'm telling you, these Rabbanim, you just press a little bit and everything goes. He said, I'm a Balagola. Someone knocked on my door. It was Shabbos morning. He said, your lettuce, you have to take it to the next city. I said, I can't. He said, Reb Chaim said, you have to. I said, I can't, I'm freezing cold, I need to warm myself. He said, Reb Chaim said, you could put up a fire, make a hot bath, and go out. He said, I can, it's such a day, if I don't smoke, I can't. He said, Reb Chaim said, you could smoke and take the golem. So I'm telling you, see, if you pressure, you get somewhere. So Reb Chaim said, Elba zitzim in Gehenna. But I was b'chuf to tell him that he has to do it. My pikuach nefesh was matad if lifneivel to tell him that he's allowed to smoke. But he was in Gehenna that he smoked. He was not masking to take the Yeredes if he doesn't smoke. So, I'm allowed to tell him, he's allowed to smoke. But he was in Ghana. So I'm saying, even if the people that are running the trip decide, yeah, you could be making it. The boy that is sitting in the bus and is not stopping has a what to be saying. The head counselor doesn't have to say that, yeah? It's middle of man, he's for sure not to say that. Yeah, but so it wasn't the sach. So now we'll go back. So what is the aloche? So now I want to be mad gishvei moshlo da'aloche. Be'etzem, if there's no water, and lama zogin is no way to cover your hand also. You don't have how to cover your hand. If you're in Russia, you're in jail. Happens a lot of time when they put you here in the jail, and the Afghanis, most times, they put you in a room. I'm telling you, Shemazam Rabba told me, you have to know it. Sometimes I sat only once. But there's also Osmanish taking Yidden, you know, the, I don't know how to call them, that they're trying to make people not Yidden, trying to take kids away, so they asked us to try to take other kids. I was chopping away. So when they put you in the room, they give you bread and they give you water. So Rabbi Akiva Take, Chazal say, you know, he poured the water and he didn't drink. But the Ma'ase say, you don't have how to wash your hands. But sometimes you don't have even clothes. You don't have how to cover your hands. So Be'etzem, in a place that is no water, is the same Yisoy that Chazal Be'etzem were not metaken. And I want to be masbir. Covering your hands is nothing. It comes in a place that you don't have water, so Chazal were metaken, dear, you're allowed. But there came the Eitzev, Peiris Mapo. Now what is Peiris Mapo? People have a big mistake. It doesn't help to hold the sandwich in a bag and eat. The Amiratzes that comes in a lot of places, maybe it has a makor, some people say in the Oruch HaShulchan, Veisach Nisht, but the Mishneh Berurah says that, like we said, when you eat with a fork, you have to wash your hands. So when you take the sandwich with a bag, you have to put the bag on your hand, and then eat the sandwich. Not to hold a sandwich in the bag and eat. I know you think it's the same. It's not the same. You put the bag on your head and you eat the sandwich. If you hold the sandwich in the bag, it's a garnish. You have to put a siyodov b'mapo v'oichel. Koyrech mapo al yodov. Now, in the Sidur Harav, it's the Shulchan Aruch Harav Sidur, he brings down loy lismoich al ze klal. He says bichlal, not to be same mechalit, not to be same mechalit. Say the Bir Halacha also said only when you're really hungry and you're really weak. But you have to know, Sidur Harav says bichlal not to be same mechalit. How much hands you have to cover? So again, the people that eat the sandwich with a bag for sure didn't cover the second hand, yeah? They for sure. The Mishneh Berurah brings down, Lefide Mechaber is mashma, you have to cover both hands. Lefide Ramo, maybe is enough to cover one hand, v'tzorichiyu. But you're asking with me, but such a Mishneh Berurah has no tzad that you can eat a sandwich in a bag, yeah? Mishneh Berurah says, Lefide Mechaber, for sure both hands have to be in a bag. Lefide Ramo, efshe one, v'tzorichiyu. If the sandwich is in a bag, what is the shaykhus, yeah? Answer, it's not enough to put a sandwich in a bag. You have to cover your hand. Again, what is the shiur of covering the hand is a big suffix, if it means the whole hand, or at least the fingers. Now, as an eitzah, when a person thinks that he will be on a trip, and he will have to wash, and he will not manage to wash, he's going in a bus, a trip from here to Chweis, up north, 5-6 hours, and he feels he will have to eat something in the middle, and he doesn't have a chetimtze to wash. So the Mishneh Berurah says that you can make a tnai in the morning when you wash your hands. But the Poskim say the tnai has to be or in the morning when you wake up, or when you go out the bathroom. Now you can't say, okay, before the trip, everyone's washing their hands, and now they'll be very careful. This doesn't help. You can make a little amoitzi in your house. It's under aloch. But the tnai, the poskim explained, you can't stand making a tilas yadayim. In the morning, it was a takonas to tilas yadayim when you wake up. Or when you go out of Beis Akisa, it was a takonas to tilas yadayim. You could make that tilas yadayim, and make a tnai on that takone, and hold it for later. You make a takona and you hold that takona for later. That you could do. Of a stamp to wash in the morning and say, I'm washing, I'm holding on to this wash for later, this doesn't help. Now, but you have to keep your hands clean. So it's very hard. The eitzah is to put on gloves. You don't have to put hot gloves, you put today, they have the plastic ones. So if you have to go, so you put on, anyway, it's time. Even if you don't do the Tiras Adayim in the morning, I say on the mall, because you have to cover your hands. So I tell the people that run these camps, even Lidvoreim, just to buy packages, if you know, these gloves, and just to give them out on the bus. Then Mamash, everyone's hands are covered. Sach Mosh, I'm saying, Afazei Vait. Some people do both. The Taka tell the kids to try to wash, to make it tnai before they leave. And then, they also eat to be saimach. Now, is it isul to give bread to a person that doesn't wash his hands? It's Adam Mitzad Lifneiver, Adam Mesayah. So it's a big shaila if to be negat you, you have to remember to ask the poisek if chas v'shalom it happens to you. Chas v'shalom, I'm saying if it happens that you're selling a grocery, yeah, and a guy comes to buy bread and he's not a shem v'teir or mitzvahs. You don't have to sell in a grocery, you could sell in a canteen, you could sell in a chalta v'savata, yeah, and someone comes to buy a baguette and you know that he's not shem v'teir or mitzvahs. It's a seif in Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to give someone that is not makpid on Tiras Yadayim. So lifneiver, I want to explain to you, it's worse from giving someone to eat something without a bracha. Without a bracha, it could be it's menias a mitzvah. It's also lifneiver, but it's a much easier lifneiver. The Tiras Yadayim, we look at it like a isul. Like oinen, even though he's potter me'ala mitzvahs, but he's makpid on Tiras Yadayim. Because it's called like a isul, it's not called like a mitzvah. So a lot of times, again, the planes, they ask you to pass over the portion to the guy near you. So I'm scared it will fall. You gotta pass it over. You gotta pass it over. Some say if you miss that, it's not such a problem because Shnebuah says if you miss supik, if he's going to eat it or not, you don't have to be makbid. So then it's totally, the tray is mesupik, but by them, by the not kosher people, they're glad they take from a basket. Yeah? So, if they get bread, you can't pass over the bread. To see if it's Shulchan Aruch.
Even by a guy?
No, by a guy. A guy is not a problem. If he wants to wash it, he's not allowed to help
him.
You don't know? It's a Safi Day Rice.
No, I do.
You're not allowed to do it.
You have to ask him first.
The Shmur says only if you know he's not going to wash.
No, if you ask, not if you know, if you don't know if he's a goy. Something else. If you don't know if you'll wash or not, it's not lifnei iver, you're not giving me a shein, I guess. But if you don't know if he's a yid or a goy, it's not called you don't know.
Sex-faking.
Well, no, if you know you will eat, not sex-faking. You know he's not going to wash. Well, he wants the role.
The guy's passing.
Pass the roll, and you can. He's inside, you're outside. So you want to be polite. You just give over the basket. Then you straight again? No. People don't know that. I'm saying it's. Leave me even listen to the mission. A person has to know. As me left, you just feel as you're dying. So we'll go by it.
You don't have to wash. Why can't you pass it? The plane's done. You don't have to wash.
What? You have to wash in the bathroom.
And if that's not good?
No. It's not Koyach Mapa, it could be Koyach Mapa, yeah?
Something
to arise? Yeah, even if it's a Derabbanon, but Lifneiver is a Deraisa. Shmuzam Rebach explained to me that, what? It's a shan if it's Lifneiver Mesaya. It's Treyavad in Ahare, not Treyavad, because you can get to it. Could be only Messiah, then it could be only the Rabbanon. Because the Maisi could get up and take it. So then it's only Messiah. You're right.
How is he
explained? No, when you marshal someone in the Rabbanon, you also could be able sometimes a Lifneiva de Reise. It says if someone has a hole and he falls inside, it's a Lifneiva, right? If this person would be able in the Rabbanon, the Maisi would be burned in Ganem, right? So the Maisi, you marshal him. You're causing him to suffer. So it's lifnei iver. It's a kasha. Why only Messiah, Messiah, you're making him to fall, you're making him to suffer. Now, when you go to wash, there's an issur that is called chatzitze. You're not allowed to have chatzitze on your hands. The halachas of chatzitze are a lot of machlokes in what is the pshat in chatzitze, the hainu. This is klal, if you have a pen written on your hands and there's no mamoshes, you can't feel it, it's not called a chatzitze. Chatzitze is only if you have like paint that you could feel, a mamoshes, then it's called a chatzitze. A ring, Chazal say, it's called a chatzitze. Now, lemaisa, the Mishtabur brings down, it's a lot of machlekes, even I'm just saying the tamtzis, if a person has dirt under his nails, the Mishtabur is mechalek, is two parts of the nails. When you hold your finger, and you put, you know, you hold your finger straight, sometimes the nail goes over the finger, sometimes the nail doesn't go over the finger. The Mishnebuah learns like this. If it's sticking out over your finger and you have dirt, it's a chatzitze. If the nail is not sticking over your finger, then if it's most like black, then it's a chatzitze. If it's like a little bit dirt, it's not a chatzitze. Now, a lot of poskim tanya that we pass in Me'ikar Adin, if you makpid is a chatzitze, if you're not makpid, it's not a chatzitze. So what is the whole shayla? A lot of people are not makpid on it. And the Mishnah Berurah is mashma that these things that are most, kilu kimlu lechazal, that by this, by every person, it's called a chatzitze. And we don't ask you if you makpid or not. So, the best answer is normally not to have nails that are sticking out. So really, you don't have a problem with chatzitze. Now, if you have a plaster on your finger, this is Be'etzem, one of the
bandage.
So, like this, if you really you don't have a real sore, yeah, it's only like a kid bandage, yeah. He wants to have a bandage, yeah. That bandage is a chatzitze. Why? Because we choishes that you will take it off. If you have a real sore that you cannot take off the bandage, it will hurt you, get infected, you're not planning to take it off. Lemaisa al pi aloche, it's not choitzitz. This is the aloche, it's not choitzitz. Just what? The problem is, but till the place of the bandage, you have to wash everything. So, like atchilo, what you have to do is to wash the whole finger, chutz from the place of the bandage. A lot of times it's not practical. You start to wash it, it gets wet, it gets... But again, it's not a hand to not wash. I want to explain. Again, we said the place of the bandage is not chutzitz. Why? Because I want it to be here, and now I will not take it off. So now I'm a vatalit. Again, if the bandage is on most of the hand, it's a different shayla. I'm not going into that. Sometimes a person has like a whole, half of his hand is bandaged up. So then it's a different shayla. But we speak about little ones, scratch here, scratch there. So again, if it doesn't hurt so much, it's a shayla from chatzitza. And you have to take it off. If not, now, so what you do, if Lamazaga doesn't hurt so much, and Lamaisa, I don't have a different bandage, and I can take it off now. Or even if I have one that hurts, and I can wash it. So then what we do is, you put a mapa on your hand, and you're allowed to eat. And again, the answer is because I can wash, and a place that I can wash, I could be soymich on the mapa. So, some people, they try to wash. Now, again, you have to know, we'll see in a second. Again, I'm saying, Alamo Tzadikim Yelchbo V'Rashoyim Yikoshlubo. We were brought up, and we have to stay like that. I don't want Bichlal to have a tzad not like that. we wash our hands till the end of the hand, not till the end of the fingers. Not like we wash in Tisha B'Av in the morning. Not like we wash in Yom Kippur in the morning. We wash till the end of the hand. But it's a machlekes apoiskim. And the Mishneh Berurah says, if someone only washes his fingers, ein limchos b'yadei. A lot of times you see these old people that don't manage to cover the whole hand. We'll get to it. Ein limchos. Some say that not only ein limchos, it's if you did it already, but the evidence you also could be samech on it. I'm not saying to do it. So why it's important to know it? First, I had a tzaddik not even to say it. But why it's so important? You have a scratch here. Terrible infection. Terrible infection. Right? Huge plaster, huge bandage here. But you can wash your hands. You can wash your hands till Kishrei Etzbe'ah Yisov. Wash your hands till Kishrei Etzbe'ah Yisov. Wash the other hand, make the tears your dime, then put a glove, put a bag. Because you want to be choishes to the other shita. But you can't stop put a glove on your hand. You can wash, don't tell me you can't wash. You can't say, yeah, I'm mic to wash my whole hands and I have a big sore, I can't wash. The chumu became a kulin. Again, it's not so known because some people say, yeah, you can't tell. People will know that, people will stop to wash their whole hands. Same people that wake up late Krishna will also only wash this part of their hands. But I'm saying, you have to know, vayl mi'ikar adin, b'di'evet, again, b'di'evet not lemaisa, b'di'evet and not lemaisa, I'm saying. You could be samech on top of the fingers. So if the sur that you have is in the other part, wash your hands. And wash what you could wash, for sure at least, till the end of the fingers. Again, it's more complicated when you wash. You have to have a revis, because if you don't wash with a revis, you could have shyness. Say that. But you have to know, don't rush to put something on your hands. Say, I can't wash, I have a sore. You could wash. Now, when you go to wash, again, speaking of the base halachas, is a big machlekes Mishneh Berurah and Chazanish. I want to say it b'ktzor, maybe if we have time, or maybe later, Marchiv and Barchove, but the main shittas. The Mishneh Berurah's shita is, when you go to wash your hands, you don't have to wipe them. You're allowed to have wet hands when you go to wash Netilas Yadayim. Why? The Yisrael of the Mishneh Berurah is a Ramo. The Ramo says if someone touches water with his finger, you have a Netilas Yadayim, a guy comes, puts his finger inside. Now you want to use this water for Netilas Yadayim. You could use it or not. For sure you could use it. If not all the water, people swim inside also, yeah? You don't know who put fingers inside water. You're allowed to. So the Mishneh Berurah says, wet water on the hand that was not made l'shem netilas yadayim doesn't have a shame if mayim psulim, you don't have to wipe your hand. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Sidur Harav, and the Chazanish say, you have to wipe your hands before you wash Netilas Yadayim. And if you didn't do that, the Chazanish holds you not Yoytze Netilas Yadayim. This is the Machlekes. The Velt, Bnei Teire Kulam Amachmir, the Chazanish. Again, the Frumers are Mamish Machmir, the Chazanish. The other ones, but we have to know. Yesh al malismich is a Mishneh Berurah. Maybe we have to explain it later more about Chove. What is the Yesayna Machlekes? How it goes back and forth in Shulchan Aruch to learn Pshat. But we'll go in a second. Lefi the Chazanish, that it has to be dry. So be'etzem, for that chumre is enough. I take my hand, I wipe it. I wash it. Then I take the keli, I wipe the other hand, and I wash it. And if you have the Mishnah Berurah, I don't have to be makpid. Sounds very glad. Came the Mishnah Berurah and said, but I'm a machmir and something else. What I am a machmir? If a person washed his hands, bepochis miravis. So the water is water tamme. The water is a water tamme. So the from that came the minig. We get it that you wash twice. So, but lamazong, a person washes his hands, and the water that he touched is water tamme. It could be for a lot of reasons. It could be because he washed bepochis miravis. He doesn't know the ilchus netilas yadayim, and it didn't come out the right way. That water is called mayim tmeim. So I'll take one hand, dried it, didn't dry it, and I wash it. Now this hand has water that is tamei. So what? I could wipe my hands and then it'll be okay. But I didn't wipe my hands. I took the tiras yadayim keli and I touched it. That keli has now mayim tmeim.
Even though you touched the water.
Again, my hand has water tamei. I touch the keli, the handle, the right side handle, has mayim tmeim, right? Now, I wash my left hand, and I go back to wash lamazog in my right hand. So when I'm going to bat to wash back my right hand, and then I'm going to wash again my left hand. If I do it like that, lamazog. So the second time, I'm touching the water that is tamei from the first time. But the Mishnah Berurah says, we'll make it even more simple. The guy before me touched the Netilas Yadayim keli. And his hands are tamei. And his water is tamei. So when I take a Netilas Yadayim keli, if it's not dry, when I touch it, I have mayim tmeim in it, and that mayim tmeim will be matam in my hand, and that the Mishnah Berurah is machmir. So b'meile, from here came the both chumras. I'm saying, you have to maybe marchiv more, but again, lefi the Mishnah Berurah, my hand doesn't have to be dry when I'm going to wash. But lefi the Chazon Ish, it has to be dry. But the keli could make problems. The keli could make problems. So maybe it's an eitzah to wash it. Or maybe to wipe it. Maybe later we'll be masber it. If someone else touches my hands, when the water of the netila is on my hands, he's metame the water. We said when someone puts his hand inside the bucket, he doesn't make a problem. You're right. Because it doesn't have shaychas to netilas yodayim. Mayim shen netilas yodayim become tamei when someone touches it. Or lemoshel, if you touch it with your other hand. You wash one hand. Before you finish, you touch it with the other hand. So then you do pass all the water. This is the reason the Mishnah Berurah's shita is a very interesting shita. The Mishnah Berurah says, water that touches my hand, stam, is not tamedika water. V'horai, if I touch a bucket, all the water in the world will be tamed. Water that is in the parsha of the tilas yadayim becomes tamed. So if I wash pochis merevis, the mayim is tamed. If I wash and I touch it with the other hand, it becomes tamed. Someone else touches it and it's water shel tilas yadayim, it becomes tamed. And because mayim shel tilas yadayim become tamed. And the Chazon Ish says, no. You're right, when you touch a bucket of water, you're not metame the water. But water that's on your hand, when you're about to wash, that water becomes tame. And not only that, the Chazon Ish says, when we wash your hands, pochis merevis, the water is tame. So you pour a second time water, the water goes off. Zog the Chazon Ish, this is only because you did the first time. But if the water was there before you washed your hands, and it's called tomadika water, it doesn't help that you make the tilas yadayim. You have to wipe your hands, and if not, you're not yoytzei, you did the tilas yadayim. Again, now, lekatchila we said you have to wash your whole hand. B'di'evet til kishrei etzba'oisa. We are machmir the whole hand. But as a halacha like this, you can't wash your hands half-half. You can't wash first the fingers. But b'di'evet shteit in shulchan aruch, kol zman my hand is wet, I could carry on the netila. B'meile, a lot of people don't manage. You have to practice it to wash the whole hand. If you do like this, there's a way to wash the whole hand or get wet. It's not so easy. But if you see that you don't manage, you just take the water and you carry on pouring in the other areas. Because b'di'evit, kol zman your hand is wet, you could be mamshich de netila. Kol zman the hand is wet, you could be mamshich de netila. So this is the Eitzah again. You try to wash the whole hand. If you miss it a little bit, you add more. Now, lekatchile, our minig is to wash our hands twice. Even that be'etzem, the yisayda halacha was only to people that wash pochis mirevis in the first time. They have to take away the tumah. Our minig is, we do two netilas. Our minig is, we do two netilas. This is the minig. Now, we said to be makpid, not to touch no one till you wipe your hands. Because he's metame the water. What would be if someone touched you? The halacha is, again, we have to maybe masbit in a different time, you have to wash again, but not to make a bracha. Because could be that person cannot metame your water that is already berevis. What if you already wiped your hands and someone touched you? It's garnished. Again, as a mokum to learn, what if someone touched you after he washed his hands, and he washed his hands in pochis merevis, and he put mayim tmeim on you? That's already a different shayla. Huh? But again, if he washed with revis and he touches you, it's not a problem. Now, when someone goes out of the bathroom before he's going to wash his hands, it's be'etzem a siman shulchan aruch. A person is going to go to eat, so he goes to the bathroom before he's going to eat. What do you do? If you wash your hands, you have a shayla asher yotzar metilas yadayim, what to do first? A whole siman shulchan aruch, what to do? So the shulchan aruch says better. The eitzah that we give alamol, so Pella Wadim Shabudim give this eitzah, is to wash one hand, to touch it with the other hand, to wash the other hand, you make a shayotza, because for a shayotza it's not a problem that you touch each other, but the tias yadayim, you never did. Because the eitzah to wash your hands for a shayotza, and then to scratch your head, it's not so poshut. Because first maybe it's a brocha shein etzricha. So the best eitzah is to wash it in a way that it's not good for the tias yadayim, but it's good for a shayotza. So you wash one hand, and then you touch. Now, as a halacha, you're not allowed to, people don't know this halacha. I see this on meratzes the whole time. After you wash your hands, before you make on the tilas yadayim, you're not allowed to talk. Some people think you're not allowed to talk after the tilas yadayim, before amoitzi. It's also important not to talk then, yeah? But it's not so important. Why are you not allowed to talk? Why are you not allowed to talk? Why are you not allowed to talk after the tilas yadayim? Half second between what?
Make the rock and the long shit.
No, I'm making a tilas yadayim. I didn't make a moitzi. Oh, wait, 1 second. What's the problem? Why are you not allowed to talk? I know, not to talk. After the tilas yadayim, everyone, no one talks. Before the tilas yadayim, everyone talks. This is one of the biggest amaratzim in the world. After the washing, before the tilas yadayim, it's terrible to talk. If you spoke, some poskim hold that you have to wash again. Wipe your hands, wash again. Some are maker. Some are maker, but they have it. Some are maker, but they have it. What? Pashtus after both, but lemais it's kedai to be machmir after one. So nageh beezer is the same shayla, but I gave a ezer to wash one to touch. Shayla after you wash one. It's a ritva in the beginning of second parak of getting there in the tilas yadayim. I didn't get it this time, so I don't remember klo. But it's pshat in the ritva if one hand is a maisa mitzvah also in the tila or not. Now lemais. I think the Piskechuvas he brings down not to talk even after the first hand. Shem, a lot of Sforim, he brings down not to talk even after washing one hand. Now, we make a broche before we wipe the hands. Why? Because it's Oiva La'asiyasam. It's Oiva La'asiyasam. But the Yevit, even after you wipe your hands, you're allowed to make the broche until you made a moitzi. Now, the katchile, the poiskim say you have to wipe your hands. It's not enough to wait that they will dry. A lot of poiskim hold you're not allowed to put them in a drying machine. You have these machines that blow hot air out. It's a din maise niguv. The Oznit Baruch declares if to look at this machine like a maise niguv. But every time when you leave your hands, it dries up. The shayla, the machine is like it's very hot, so it dries up quickly. But Be'etzim is like drying off Me'elov. It's not doing a mice in Niguf. And I want to explain. Be'etzim, the Shaila is, we have in time of Chazal, when a person didn't have a revis, the Niguf was mamish mi'ikar adin, because the water was tome, and the Niguf was really to be sure that no tomedic water stayed around. We really wash with a revis. But Le'maisa, we hold that the Niguf is also a part of the Maisa Mitzvah. So is the Inyan lekatchila to make a niguv and not to wait. A lot of people just wait 5 minutes and then is the din to do a ma'aser niguv. About we get. Not only yeshiva towels, it's not healthy. A lot of I'm saying some yeshivas not here for sure. But you have to know that a lot of times after you wipe your hands, you could wash again with a brocha lekatchila. Because if it's wet from a guy that doesn't know the halachas, he's metame your hands. As if mishlebure paskins. But again, this we have to go. I mamash didn't go into all of that wiping. Maybe we have to leave it as shir. We have to learn the inyan. But a lot of the person say if the towel is wet, tifach amanas la'atfiach, and there's a meratzim that wipe the hands there. The pashtas, you have to wash your hands again after you wipe there. And if you wipe there again, you'll never finish. Yeah. So you have to do somewhere else to wipe. But again, I said this aloha I don't want because it's a double dak. I only wanted to say one prat, the Mishneh Brura, that your hands don't have to be dry at the beginning, and the Chazanish that they have to be dry. Later on, a wet, the Tiras Yadayim Keli, in a wet towel, things change back and forth. It's totally in a lot of lumdas. I said, we'll have to get to it. We have to get to it, especially if they didn't speak it out yet, on a wet towel. But as an Indian to wipe, bring paper towels, or bring have a towel, as an Indian to wipe your hands. Now, is the Inyan not to talk after on the Tiras Yadayim before a Moitzi, is the Inyan not to talk? It's the Inyan. Because Be'etzim, you're not allowed to Mesiach Das. So it's the Inyan. What would it be if you spoke? What would it be if you spoke? So Yishvi Shabbos Kibchosa says, but you spoke, so stop to speak. Go sit down quick. Someone speaks, he says, sit down right away. Not to wash again. The Chazanish and Gantz Klali Sol hold to wash again. So again, what?
To wash me then?
No, I'm doing it for the Suda, so it's not called the Hefsek.
Shmur says that.
What?
To wash again.
While I'm doing it for the Suda, the Chazanish says to wash, and it's not called the Hefsek, I'm doing it for the Suda. No, Chas V'Sholem, not to make another Bloch. I said, because you to wash. Because you to wash again. Now, the minig is to wash again. There's a lot of shyness. Why? From where does minig came? Some say take it until the broche. But again, I'm trying to say the ikar aloche is be'etzem not to talk in between the netile and the broche, because you mafsik in between the mitzvah and the broche. And this is the reason some people say to wash again. Some say it doesn't help to wash again. He already made the mitzvah. So the second washing doesn't make nothing. This was the shadow we spoke before, if it helps to wash again or not. A lot of people say, like, atchila to wash again. But after the netilas yadayim, again, the minig is to wash again. Shmir Shabbos, no, the minig is not to. But lemaise, the chazanish holds to wash, and like, it's the same as kabel and klal yisrael, and it's not kedai to change it. But I'm saying, but to know, to be makbid very much, not to talk after you wash, and lekatchile, even after you wash one hand, lekatchile, not to talk. Now, as another inyan, not to stop in between the tiras yadayim and amoitzi. Lekatchile, not even yosef michof beis amo. He said over on one of the Rosh Hashivas today, I don't want to say his name, one of the Choshev Hashivas, the Biski Yeshivas, there was a chasen, a neighbor, like a Bel Bavalski's daughter, and the chasen was in Vakshal, in the hotel, and the water was outside, and he saw this Rosh Hashivas was walking back and forth, counting the tiles, back and forth, and then he stand somewhere, and he put it back, and then he washed. He said he pushed the count of Chof Beis Amo, and he wanted to wash Chof Beis Amo near his seat. The Ma'is of the Welt is not so machmir on it when there's no Eitze. But what is very important, a lot of times you go to houses, so the Misha Kodesh Baruch Hu Zimen Leyodoy, today I see it more and more in the world, they have it at Yilas Yadayim in the room that they eat, you don't have to go to a different room. Yeah? But most Klal Yisrael were not Zeichel Shtei Shulchanos. You don't have it. So you have to go to the kitchen. From the kitchen, back to the dining room. Some people, they're violent, they go to the other room to take off the jacket. This is mamash hefsek. You're not allowed to walk even in between the tiras yadayim and amoitzi. And brera. So you walk. Now, we are mekel because we're in the same house. You have to know in Sukkos is a very big inyan to have water or in the sukkah, mamash near the sukkah, to go out from one place to the other for the sukkah, for the tiras yadayim, it could be a real shayla of a hefsek, mibayis lebayis. It could be a real hefsek, mibayis lebayis. Now, one more aloha, just to finish this part, lemaise in the middle of the meal, in the middle of the meal, if you scratch your head, so the achor of the Mishneh Berurah is, if you touch b'mekomos hamechusim, like scratching the head, the Mishneh Berurah says to wash without a bracha. Even if you did ketanim, the Mishneh Berurah says without a bracha. If you made gdoilim, or noga b'mokoy metunos me'oid, the Mishneh Berurah is machriya to make a bracha. Chazanish says he doesn't understand, or alamol nisht. Chazanish says if you want to make a bracha, make a bracha. If you don't want, don't make a bracha. The Ma'ase said this is the achor. Now, the achor is even if you're not going to eat bread. Again, to wash, alamol, you have to wash. You go to the bathroom, you scratch your head, you have to wash again. Even if you're not going to eat bread, you have to know, a lot of times a person scratches his head, he says, okay, okay, I'm done with the bread. It doesn't help. While he's in the same suda and there's a chashash that he will eat bread, he's mechuyev to wash. And the same thing, if he goes out to the bathroom and he does gdailim, he's mechuyev to wash with a bracha. Some are machmi, when they make a bracha, to do makbid, to eat another piece of bread. Tzachum rebe'alme, me'ikar adin, while you are dying oiches basu'udo, you have to wash. When the police can clear, what would be if they ran out of bread? There's no more bread. The reason is because when you eat mashkim, you will come to eat. So again, so don't ask, it's a gzeira de rabbono. Kacho you say that takon, it's a tiras yadai. But there's no bread. It's finished. There's no bread. So again, avada you have to wash. But if you have to make a bracha or not, it's a shayla. We'll stop here.
Let's see, it's hard to find water. You have to walk the middle. But,